Take your holy book and turn to Mark chapter number 13. Mark chapter number 13, verse number 24. Amen. Mark chapter 13, verse 24 said, "But in those days after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. And then shall He send His angels and shall gather together His elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth and to the uttermost part of heaven." I want to preach on this thought for a few minutes tonight, if God will be our help, on coming soon. Coming soon. You know, you can say that, and if you say just coming soon, you could expect all kinds of things. Lots of things could be coming soon. But I'm going to say that there's a soon coming Savior, and we're looking for Him. Amen. And His name is Jesus. But as we look at this tonight, I want to just go back just a little bit to the first of the chapter. I just want to tie this all together as the disciples are talking to the Lord and are speaking to Him, and are they begin to ask Him questions about things that's taking place. And they begin to wonder about something. I believe we're living in a day and hour that a lot of people are wondering what's going on. I'm telling you, I know what's going on. Praise God. The Lord is preparing His people for a soon coming Savior. I'm looking for Jesus to come at any minute. Hey, praise God. He's come again like He said He would. But they ask him a question in verse number 1. As He went out of the temple, one of the disciples said unto Him, "Master, see what manner of stones, what buildings are here." So they're bringing to His attention those magnificent buildings that had been fabricated, had been put up there, and the magnificence of them. Now Josephus said those walls was 37 feet high by 12 feet by 18 feet. They said they were sufficient where they could have chariot races on top of them, side by side. And that's the manner of the buildings that they had there, and the manner of the walls. But Jesus answered and said to them, "See thou these great buildings, there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." Amen. He said, "This magnificent." He said, "They said, you know, there's nothing anybody can do with these." He said, "They're magnificent." They said, "The outside of them was slick. They was shined and sheened to where they were magnificent to see, even the outer walls." But Jesus said, "He said, you see these great things." He said, "There's come a day that none of this is going to be left standing. All of this will be brought to the ground." And they figured that they said, "Well, you know, that there's no way that could happen." But praise God, the Bible tells us that Titus in A.D. 70 went in there and sacked Jerusalem, and that he destroyed and burnt the buildings, and he destroyed the walls. Amen? That's actually happened. I want to say this, praise God, we better be expecting God to do what He said He'd do, because God's able, and God's Word will be perfectly fulfilled in the end. Amen. There's nothing, not one dot, not one tittle of His Word that won't be completed because He said it. And if God said it, praise God, He'll complete it. Amen. And said, as they sat upon Mount Olives, over against temple, Peter, James, and John, Andrew asked Him privately. Now they ask this question. Now watch number 4, verse number 4. He said, "Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be a sign when all these things shall be fulfilled?" So we see the questions here that the disciples have. And we're living in a world today, the world has the same questions. The world is asking the same questions. The world is wondering the same things. The people, hey listen, let me just say this real quickly. Pay attention just a second. The world is wanting to know what we know. They're wanting to have the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ preached to them. They're wanting us to tell them. They're wanting us to give them just a little bit of encouragement. They're wanting to give them just a little bit of direction, a little bit of purpose, a little bit of something to plan with for the future. Amen? That's what they was desiring. That's what they was desiring of the Lord. They had these questions. Amen? And they began to ask Him questions about the condition of this of the present age in which they was living. And Jesus answered them, verse number 5, but them began to say, "Take heed lest any man deceive you." He said, the first thing you need to be aware of, just don't let nobody deceive you. He said, you know what you know, you know what you believe, you know what you've been taught. He said, just stay with what you know. Amen. Praise God. There's all kind of new stuff coming out there. All kind of new stuff. Deception is on every hand. You see it, praise God. And we got these all these new modern ways to get information, and the information is erroneous. Amen. It's information, praise God, to deceive. It's information to get our guards down so we're not looking for a soon coming Savior, praise God. But what they was looking for, they was looking for signs of the coming and the end of this age. That's what they're talking about in Matthew chapter 24. That's what they were asking about, a sign of His coming and the end of the age that we're living in. Said, when was it going to take place? What could they be looking for? What could they see, praise God, that would help them to realize that it's nigh and at hand? Amen? And Jesus said, the main thing is not to be deceived. Don't let people deceive you. He said, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. So he said that there's a whole lot of people that's going to come, and they're going to say, I love the Lord. The Lord's my Savior. You know, I'm following Jesus. I'm going the right way. And you just ought to come along and just go with me. But they're leading people down the wrong path. Amen. It's not so much that they're claiming to be Jesus. They're claiming to be Jesus followers. Amen. We're living today a lot of Jesus followers that aren't following Christ. Amen. They're following another God. They're following another deity. But it's not the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We need to be focused on just following Jesus, praise God. He said, just take up our cross and follow me. Amen. He said he would take care of us if we would. He said, I am Christ and shall deceive many. He said, when you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, kind of like the day that we're living in. Every time you turn the radio on, they're talking about a war over here and a war over here and might be war over here and another war might start over here. Amen. And they're trying to stop wars here, stop wars there, and these wars flaring up all over the place. Talks of war, talk of rebellion, talk of a conflict everywhere that you look. Amen. And these people that thrive on that. They want the conflict. They want the wars. They want the battles. Amen. They want the adversity in the world. They don't want peace. They don't want harmony. Amen. But they're deceivers. He said, be ye not troubled, for such things must needs be, but the end shall not be yet. He said, there's going to be all kind of talks of rumors and things like this that we're going to hear. He said, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be earthquakes in diverse places. That means different than before. We're seeing all that today in the hour that we live. We're seeing earthquakes where there's never been earthquakes. We're seeing hurricanes where there's never been hurricanes. We're seeing flooding where there's never been massive flooding. We're seeing all these things coming right before our eyes right now today in the hour that we live. Praise God. We're seeing it with our own eyes. The Bible says seeing is believing. Amen. But let me say they something better than that. Believing is seeing. Amen. We see your eyes can play tricks on you. People can do tricks on you. But praise God, when we believe God and we trust in Him, praise God, He will show us the truth that we might see it for ourselves. Amen. Believing is seeing, and seeing is seeing the truth that God gives us. He said, there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginning of sorrows. That word beginning sorrow literally means birthing pains. Amen? Birthing pains. He said these are the beginning of birthing pains, as pains of birth, as a woman in travail. He said this is what we begin to see. It begins to take place, famines and troubles and beginning of sorrows. Amen? In Luke chapter 21, he said when you see these things, that the Lord taught me, when you see these things begin to come to pass, he said then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Amen. Now that means that in order to have the redemption to draw nigh means a redeemer needs to be near. Amen. But Bobby, that tells me that we need to be looking up and getting ready. Because we got a soon coming Savior, praise God, that's coming to get us, to take us out of here. Praise His holy name. He goes on, he says, but take heed to yourselves. Now that's where we got to do some self-evaluation. We need to begin to look at ourselves, amen. Praise God. You can look around at mankind. You can look around at your friends, your families, your foes. Praise God, but we need to look at ourselves. We need to evaluate ourselves. We need to where we are. We need to realize where we are. He said, but take heed to yourself, for they shall deliver you up to council and to synagogue, and ye shall be beaten, and ye shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. Amen. Praise God. What he's talking about is that testimony, praise God, for them. The testimony for those that's brought out. The testimony for that they might see Christ in us, that blessed hope of glory, that they might take some encouragement during these times that's coming, during these hardships, during these troubles, during these trials and the conflict that's coming upon the world, that the world might see just a little something in us, in me and you, praise God, that'll make a difference in their lives in the conflict. Amen. You realize your life could change somebody else's life forever? Amen. Your life could change somebody else's life forever. He said, and the gospel must first be published among the nations. In other words, the whole world. I believe it has been. Amen. I believe the gospel has been preached all over the world. Amen. To the dark. Hey, we know that even the darkest jungles of Africa and places like that, that the gospel has been preached. That missionaries have went there and lived and gave their lives for the gospel. And that through them, praise God, even the Aborigines and the places have known the gospel and been saved. That great chiefs have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ and led their tribes to receive the Lord Jesus Christ, and the gospel has went out. Amen. The gospel is preached, but it says that before the end, the gospel must be published among all the nations. But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand of what ye shall speak, neither do ye premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you at that hour, that speak ye, for it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost. He said that, praise God, that's inside you. He said, when they bring you out, he said, just mind the Holy Ghost. He said, don't premeditate. He said, don't pre-plan it. Don't try to figure out what to say. Just allow the Holy Ghost of God to stir down in your soul and just give them a testimony of what Jesus has done for you, where you were, where he brought you from, where he's taking you to, the blessed hope you have, your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, covered by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. What a testimony. What a promise. He said, don't think about it. Praise God. Just tell them what you know. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Coming soon to a theater near you. Said, we're seeing this playing out. He said, now the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father to son, and the children shall rise up against their parents, shall cause them to be put to death. Amen. Families rising up one against another. God, help us, Lord. And he said, you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. Now he's talking about endure to the end. He said, those that have endured all these trials, all the trials, all the afflictions that we have to go through. He said, those that have endured all the trials. That's what he's talking about when he says to the end. He said, you went through everything that the devil and the world could throw at you. You've endured. Praise God, through the end. You stayed steadfast and unmovable. But praise God. He said, you shall be saved. He said, through your faith, praise God, he will bring you out. He will bring you through it, and he will deliver you safe on the other shore. Amen. He said, they will be victory, praise God. He said, the Lord says, that's the condition of this present age that we're living in. Amen. Can you look around us today and see where we're at? Every bit of it, which right where we live in this very moment, we're seeing it. Amen. Praise God. Something's coming soon to a theater near us. Boy, I'm excited about it, ain't you? Praise His holy name. But there's something big that's happening. But the Lord says that the first thing we're going to see a coming crisis. Amen. In verse number 14, he talks about that great tribulation that's coming upon the world. He said, when ye shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing where it ought not, let him that readeth understand. Then let them that be in Judea flee to the mountains. He's talking about desolation of the Antichrist when he comes. He desolates the temple and defiles the temple. Praise God, of God Almighty. Praise the Lord. He begins to proclaim himself that he is God. He begins to lift up himself. He begins to try to take over and take power. But it's not power to deliver. It's not power to give hope. It's not power to give help, but it's power to destroy and deceive and to tear down. And he said when he begins to do that, he's let him that is on the housetop not go down into the house, neither enter therein to take anything out of his house. He said it's going to be too late for that. He said when this time comes, the desolation, praise God, is that it's spoken of in Daniel. He said, praise God, it's going to hit us like a hammer. It's going to hit the world like a hammer, and people need to be expecting it, looking for it. He said, don't plan on going and trying to do anything then. Praise God, he said it's too late. We got to be making plans now. He said, let him as in the field not turn back again. For to take up his garment. But woe to them that are with child and then to get suck in those days. He said it's going to be terrible for everybody, but it'll be even worse for those that's got little bitty babies. Amen. Not only are you going to have to try to survive and fend for yourself through that, but you're going to have to take care of that little one then too. In a time of great tribulation like this world has never seen. He said, I pray that your flight be not in the winter. That would make it extra hard. If it's cold and blowing snow. Weather's hot. Weather's bad outside. Amen. He said there's a coming crisis in this world. Praise God. You know how to get away from that? Ask the Lord Jesus Christ to save you. Praise God. Make him your Lord and your Savior. So you never have to go through this time of terrible tribulation that's coming upon this world. For in those days shall be affliction such as was not from the beginning of the creation which God created until this time, neither shall be. He said, they've come in a time of tribulation. They've come in a time of affliction like the world has never known. We've known a lot of affliction. We've had wars and world wars, and we've had apostasies in this world. But praise God, we've never had anything that's fixing to come down the pike like the great tribulation that's coming on this world. It's nothing like we've ever seen before. We've seen wickedness. We've seen cruelty like you that we can't even begin to believe. But God Almighty said there's something that's coming that's far worse than what we've already seen. Amen. He said to the point, verse number 20 said, except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved. But for the elect's sake, whom he hath chosen, he hath shortened the days. He said, if it wasn't for shortening the days, we know that there's an allotted amount of days for the great tribulation. He said, but God Almighty, for the elect's sake, he's not going to shorten those days, but the intensity of those days, they're going to be removed out of it so they'll be able to endure it, so they can finish the task that they've been set forth with, so they can complete, praise God, or God would have them to be as the elect of God. God's going to touch them. God's going to pull them back. He's going to pull them back out of that. He's going to set them, praise God, in a place where they can persevere unto the end. Amen. The intensity of those days will be shortened. He said, and if any man shall say to you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, he is there, he said, believe him not. Amen. He said, don't believe it. There's a lot of people today that would like to point and say, well, you know, this is Christ and that is Christ and the idols and the worship and the things of this world, praise God, that belittle Christ and diminish his magnificence. But he said, don't fall for it. He said, stay with what we know. Stay with the Lord Jesus Christ, the true Lord and Savior of our souls. Amen. He said that they say, he said, but he said, he is there. He said, believe him not. He said, for false Christ and false prophets shall arise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible. And now watch this, even the elect. Amen. Even the elect. He said, if it were possible. But guess what? It's not possible. It's not possible for the elect's sake, praise God. He said, they won't be deceived. They won't be seduced. because the elect is going to know that the Lord Jesus Christ, they're going to know Him in truth, praise God. They're going to know Him in righteousness, and they won't be deceived. He said if it were possible, they would be deceive even the very elect. He said, but the elect won't be deceived. They'll believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. So that's what God does. Amen. That's how God's plan is, that's how God's planned this thing out. He said to get them through the terrible crisis. A crisis that's going to hit the world like nothing we've ever seen. Amen. It's going to be a time, praise God, of adversity like we've never even thought of. But He said for the elect's sake, He said they're going to be brought out. The days are going to be shortened. He said, they're not going to be deceived. They're not going to be caught off guard. But He said, take ye heed. Behold, I have foretold you all things. Amen. He said, hey, listen to me. Pay attention. He said, I've told you all this ahead of time so that you can know. So it won't take you by surprise. So that you'll know what's going to happen in the days to come. Amen. So we can be aware, so be ready. Glory to God. And then He talks about that second event of Christ. Amen. That we read and you're here in the beginning, the second event. The Lord's return in glory. Praise God. Just like He promised that He would. I'm glad God keeps His promises, ain't you? Amen. What a sad thing it'd be if the Lord didn't keep His promise to us. The angel said, just saying Jesus that you see go up will come in like manner as you see Him go up. And when His feet hit the Mount of Olives, it'll cleave in the midst and a living water will flow out of the temple, flow down through the valley, praise God. And the Dead Sea, that old awful Dead Sea will become alive. And me and Junior's going to get to fish there on the shores of Engedi. Amen. Catching them big old sea bass like out of the Mediterranean. Glory. Hallelujah. We'll have fish fries. Praising the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. What a day. What a time that's going to be. Amen. I'm expecting it. Praise the Lord. But He said in those days, now watch this. Now the Lord's still talking here. And He's talking more. He's answering these questions of these disciples. Same questions you and I have today. The same things that we wonder about. The same things that the world is wondering about. We ought to just read through this till we get it etched in our mind so that whenever they ask the question, we can say, hey, let me just tell you what God says. He said, this is what we can expect. He said, but in those days, now watch this, after that tribulation. So it's after, He said, then in those, after the tribulation takes place, after that great tribulation, after that great hardness, He said, the sun shall be darkened and the moon shall not give her light. You know why that is? Because there's a magnificent light that's fixing to light up the sky. Amen. Brother Bobby, there's a light that's going to light up, a light of glory that's going to light up. Praise God. That's going to outshine the noonday sun. Amen. He said, the moon shall not give her light. And the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. Amen. Said one day is after that tribulation, after that hardness, after that bitterness, after that having to endure. He said after the tribulation, said the sun's going to be darkened, the moon's not going to give it light, the stars is falling heaven, the powers of heaven's going to be shaken. Praise God. And then they'll see the Son of Man, the Lord Jesus Christ, coming in the clouds with great power and all His magnificent glory. All that they didn't see Him with when He come the first time, they're going to see it in Him and on Him the second time. He's not coming as a little babe, praise God, in a manger. He's coming as a lion of the tribe of Judah, praise God, as King of kings and Lord of lords, coming in all His glory and all His splendor and all His magnificence and all His power. Glory, hallelujah. Can you see Him coming now? Amen. Glory. Praise God. What a magnificent vision of just seeing His the magnificence of our God and our Savior as He comes down in great power and glory. Amen. And as He transcends down, He said, then shall He send His angels and shall gather together His elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. Amen. His elect from the other. He said He's going to send the four winds. Amen. In other words, the Spirit of God's going to go forth. It's going to gather the elect, all the elect of the earth and all the elect of heaven, praise God. And they're coming with Him when He comes. Glory, hallelujah. What a day that's going to be. The magnificent power of God is going to be ministered into the world like it's never known before. The ministering of God has been here and we've seen it, but we've not seen it like we're going to see it. His power and great glory, He says. Amen. Can you imagine what kind of day that's going to be? Praise the Lord. What a day. From the uttermost parts of heaven, uttermost parts of earth, everywhere. All the elect of God. Those angels, those ministering spirits sent forth to minister those who believe, those who are called according to His purpose. He's going to send them forth to gather up His people. Amen. Praise God. They'll search us out. Amen. There's not going to be one left out. There's not going to be one forgotten. There's not going to be one that's missed. Amen. Because God keeps perfect records. And all those, praise God, that's looking for His appearing will see Him, praise God, as He transcends down. Glory to God. Said they, then shall they see the Son of Man come in clouds with great power and glory. They're going to see Him. We're going to see Him. Praise God. We'll be with Him. Amen. Praise His holy name when He comes. The uttermost parts. Amen. To the uttermost parts of the world. The uttermost parts of heaven. Praise God. But He says, listen, said, having known this. Amen. Coming soon to a theater near you. He said, we need to be watchful. Amen. Instruction concerning watchfulness. He said, while we're waiting, we need to be watching. He said, now learn a parable of the fig tree. When her branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is near. Amen. You can see it. When trees start to bloom, amen. When they start to bud, we know that the spring's coming. Amen. That life anew and fresh, praise God, is on the horizon. He said, so ye in like manner, when ye shall see these things come to pass, know that it is nigh even at the doors. Amen. He said, when you start seeing these things come to pass, He said, know that it's getting close. Amen. It's nigh, it's even at the doors. Now listen to what He says. He said, verily I say unto you. Now listen, He's talking. Now He's talking to them. He's talking just like He was talking to us. He's talking to today's generation. Amen. He said, verily I say unto you that this generation shall not pass till all these things be done. Amen. He said, everything that I've told you, He said, is going to take place in this generation. You're going to see it. Did they see it? Or did God lie? They saw it. They saw it. They saw it when Titus come in AD 70 and he sacked Jerusalem when he done just exactly what Jesus said would take place. Amen. And if we believe that He did it because He said it, we believe it, we see it, it happened, then we can believe that He said what's going to happen in the days ahead that we're going to be able to see will happen as well. Amen. All God's Word will be fulfilled. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but My Word shall not pass away. Jesus said, you can believe what I'm telling you. Amen. There may be other things that may not happen, may not. He said, but what I'm telling you, He said, it will come to pass. My word will not pass away. Other things will pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Amen. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but My words shall not pass away. But then look what He says in verse 32. He said, but of that day and of that hour, speaking of a future day, He's speaking of a future hour. He said, but of that day and that hour knoweth no man. So what Jesus is saying here, said, hey, listen, nobody knows what's going to happen. Nobody knows when it's going to happen. I can't tell you when He's coming, but praise God, I can tell you He's coming. Because He said He was. The Bible teaches us, Brother Bobby, that He's coming. Amen. We can expect it because He said so. Amen. So, but of that day and of that hour, no man knoweth. No, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Amen. He said, nobody knows when it's going to happen. He said, the angels don't know. He said, hey, I don't know. He said, it's in the hands of the Father. See, He was in the perfect subjective will of His Father. Amen. That's Jesus Christ, praise God. He's a perfect type of who we are to be. Amen. I'm not questioning the Father, praise God. I'm just trusting Him, waiting on Him, expecting from Him that He's promised us. A future day the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking about. But now listen to what He says in verse 13. Watch His first three words. He says, take ye heed. That is a present tense imperative. So what He's telling us here is that we need to really pay attention. Amen. To pay attention. Take ye heed. Pay attention. Be watchful. He said, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. He said, we don't know when this is going to come pass. We don't know when it's going to happen. But we know that it is because Jesus told us that it was. I don't know about you, but I believe Him, don't you? Amen. Hey, we can't say that we're believers if we don't believe what He says. I mean, that's what we have to go on, what Jesus said, what God tells us in His precious word of truth. And the whole world may pass away, but His words will not pass away. They'll always be true. He said, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. He said, we need to be watchful. We need to be paying attention. Amen? He said, we need to be very vigilant. This stuff shouldn't take us by surprise, because He's told us so. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then watch this last couple of verses here. He said, for the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey. Now listen to this, to what He's telling. The Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work, and commanded a porter to watch. He says, watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master of the house cometh, at evening, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning. Amen. He said, we need to be vigilant. We need to be paying attention, close attention, because we don't know when He's coming. He said, the Son of Man, He's taken a far journey. He's left His house with authorities and servants and a porter to watch and keep it safe, to preserve it. Amen. And He said, we need to watch, praise God, for the Master cometh. We don't know when He's coming. We don't know whether He's coming in the evening. We don't know whether He's coming at midnight. We don't know how He's coming in early morning at the cock crowing, or He's coming at the early hour of morning, praise God, when people begin to get out and stir. He said, we don't know. We have no idea when He's coming. And He said, lest coming suddenly He find you sleeping. Amen. He said, we can't be sleeping. He said, concerning watchfulness, He said, we need to be wary. We need to be watching. We need to be paying attention. We need to be looking. We need to be expecting until He comes. I get up every, I told you every morning, I get up and I look outside and I look at the clouds, see if I can find a little peculiar cloud that looks like it might be it. Amen. Amen. Look, just a little something, praise God, a little glimpse. It might be the day when Jesus comes again, praise God. I see my Savior. But then He'd say this to us. We need to really listen, heed this last verse. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Amen. They said, Lord, what's going to happen? When's it going to happen? How's it going to happen? He lays it out for them specifically. Amen. Mark lays it out. John lays it out. Matthew lays it out. He said, this is what's going to take place. He said, when you see these things begin to happen, they pray, God, we need to be really paying attention, need to be watching closely. Amen. Praise God. He said, no, I say to you, I say to all. He said, watch. He said, need to be paid attention. He said, we need to be really vigilant in the days and hours that we live. Because there's something coming soon, praise God, to a theater near you. And it's the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. in all His glory and His splendor. Amen. Coming to minister to our hearts and to help us. Praise God.